Good morning, it's Tuesday the 7th of September here in central London. I've just taken the train from Wimbledon to Waterloo. Today there's a TfL tube strike going on, partly because the RMT unions decided that they weren't satisfied with whatever it was they were being offered, which for the most part looks like they're just being majorly unreasonable, but what the hey. So getting into London, normally I take the District line into High Street Kensington. Today I had to get to Holborn, so I decided to get the train into Waterloo, and ordinarily I'd just get the tube up to the Northern line up and then Central line across, but given that there's a strike on and it's undoubtedly going to be a nightmare trying to even try to get onto any tubes that might possibly be running, I planned on walking from Waterloo to Holborn. It's quite amusing. When I arrived at Waterloo, there was lines of people stood outside the station waiting for the bus. And not just lines, but like really long lines. And one of them was even doubled up. And I guess just the way that everybody's willing to just kind of stand in a line and sort of wait in an orderly fashion for their turn to get on the bus, something that's very unique to British culture perhaps. Can't imagine that necessarily happening in quite the same way in some other European cities. But in general, getting onto the train at Wimbledon was a bit of a nightmare. They'd sort of limited access to the station to half the stairs rather than the full set of stairs, probably on purpose, which caused a bit of a bottleneck. But then getting onto the platform itself, it seemed as if there was enough space, though I was admittedly going at about 8:15. And I presume a lot of people have come into London a lot earlier just to avoid any potential problems. The trains weren't completely packed as I thought they might have been, but getting into Waterloo, it looks like the buses are and a lot of people are walking. It's quite amusing. There was one guy who's dressed up in a suit, grey hair, slightly balding, and he was carrying a scooter. As soon as he got off the escalators and kind of headed outdoors, he started unpacking his scooter. I didn't quite see him scoot off, but I'm sure that must have been a sight. And also just kind of seen a couple of Bromptons around, presumably because you can't exactly get onto a train early in the morning with a proper bus, and it seems like a practical alternative if you want to have your bus with, have your bicycle with you and get around town. So yeah, I just thought I'd share a bit of an update given the chaos around London. It'll be interesting to see how this pans out by the afternoon and evening. I think a lot of people might be going to Twitter to use the tube strike hashtag if they know what Twitter is and know how to use it. And for those that don't, BBC website seems to be putting a mashup together of the tube strike hashtag and kind of putting content together from all over the place to kind of give people a perspective onto what situation is in real time, which is quite innovative, quite ahead of the curve, and could be the start of things to come when it comes to broadcast journalism and mainstream news. Should be interesting to see what that's like once I get onto a laptop and get online later today. For now, just enjoying the view across Thames as I'm crossing the bridge. Thought I'd record a quick audio brew and just give a bit of an update. Hope it helps people out there trying to get across London. Alright, that's all for now. Bye.